Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Paul Butler. I'm one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm so delighted to be joined today by Rhea Pavia, who is the Deputy Director for Innovation, Performance and Audit at the City of Ontario here in the great state of California. Rhea, can you believe it? For 18 years now here at New Leaf, we focus on our core purpose of just simply helping people and organizations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. I wondered, what are your recommended best practices to help people and organizations be their best? But please do start, though, by telling us a little bit more about your organization, you know, what you do and who you serve. So over to you, Rhea, and I'll wrap it up when you're done.
Absolutely. Thank you, Paul. 18 years, that's amazing. Congratulations to New Leaf. And thank you for the question. I do work for the City of Ontario in Southern California, where I serve as the Deputy Director of Innovation, Performance and Audit, like you said. Our department's role is vital to laying down the foundation for the city's continuous improvement efforts. We ensure that the city is using its resources as efficiently and effectively as possible. We want to best serve our citizens with the resources we have. So a big part of our mission in my department is accountability, making sure that we're always transparent, self-reflective, and striving for that continuous improvement and progress. I work with a lot of different departments, identifying areas for improvement, working with them to streamline their processes, and then implementing these performance measures that we can make sure that we're driving the city forward and we're aligning with our strategic goals. So a little bit about me. I've spent over a decade in audit and process improvement, both in the private sector and the public sector. I started in the private sector, honing in my skills in internal audit, and then I transitioned to the public sector with what was called a program integrity unit in a government agency, where I really got to dive into the innovation and accountability piece within public services. So I decided to pursue my master's degree in public administration, which has really been invaluable in helping me shape my understanding of public organizations and how to balance that accountability and efficiency and understanding where the resources come from and everything like that. I've had the privilege of working with a wide range of employees, entry level to senior leaders, and I've learned firsthand how all these different roles contribute to an organization's success. So I would say now, when it comes to helping people and organizations be their best, I have a few core recommendations based on my personal experience and seen throughout the years of my experience. So my best takeaways to help people do their best is never stop learning. Mm-hmm. Pick up a book, learn the different ways of managing, coaching, bettering yourself, whether it's priority management or stress management or even self-healing. Never stop learning. Never stop trying to get as much knowledge as you can to make yourself the best that you could be. And with that said, I think another important component would be self-awareness. Welcome to feedback. I cannot overstate how critical self-awareness is in leadership and personal growth. And this includes actively seeking feedback and constructive criticism from others. So it's very easy to fall into the trap of my way or the highway. But in my experience, I think the most successful leaders embrace feedback from their teams. It helps you not only improve your own skills, but it sets a positive example for others and makes you look approachable, and it helps you to encourage your other teammates to be open as well. And it's all part of building that culture where constructive criticism and openness is not feared. And that's kind of what you need for growth. It's part of what I've seen in all my years and all the different industries that I've worked in. As a manager, another piece of advice is hire people who are smarter than you. Mm. You see those sayings all over the place, but I can't stress enough how your organization could thrive when you put people with ideas in the right place. Mm. Those fresh perspectives, pushing and elevating the team to be its best. I firmly believe that organizations thrive when there are always fresh ideas coming and being tried and tested and implemented. If you surround yourself with talented people, you create a culture where innovation is not just encouraged, but expected. So, with that said, last thing I want to say is to build a strong organizational culture. Culture means a lot of things, but you could hire the smartest people in the room, but if you don't have the right culture and the right atmosphere for them to take off in their careers and to give their best, it kind of hinders where you could be as an organization. So focus on what your values are and what those key behaviors are that you want your team to demonstrate, and model it yourself. And just build that strong organizational culture where openness is accepted, where feedback is accepted, and where differences are accepted. And that's one sure way to get a strong team and a strong organization. Ultimately, I think the key to helping both individuals and organizations perform their best is creating that environment for continuous improvement and growth. And here at the City of Ontario, especially in my department, we're always striving to apply these best practices and lead to the best possible outcomes we can for the people that we serve.
Rhea, I really love that. I love those kind of four key points you made. I'm just looking down at my notes about keep learning, self-awareness,
Yes.
hiring well. And then the whole piece about organizational culture. I really appreciate that clarity. And from my observation at the city, I've definitely seen those coming through loud and clear. So again, thanks so much for your time today. Just a message out to the subscribers to keep an eye on the events page for the activities that we go have going on throughout the course of the year, most of which are available for free for subscribers. Rhea, could I offer you a virtual high five?
Yes, of course. Thank
Thank you, Rhea, and
you, Paul.
really, it's great to see you again.
You too. That was awesome. Thank you so much, and best of luck for New Leaf. You guys are amazing.
Thanks, Rhea.
Thank you.
I hope you found that interview useful, and if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.